WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. My guest, Volker Schlondorf, is one of the film directors, along with Herzog, Wenders, and Fassbinder, responsible for what was called the New German Cinema. Schlondorf studied in France in the early 60s, where he worked with several of the New Wave French directors, including Louis Malle and Alain René. In America, Schlondorf is best known for The Tin Drum, The Lost Honor of Katharina Blum, Circle of Deceit, The Handmaid's Tale, and the TV production of Death of a Salesman, which starred Dustin Hoffman. Most of Schlondorf's films are adapted from novels or plays. His new movie, Voyager, stars writer and actor Sam Shepard. It's opened in New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia, and will open in other cities over the next few weeks. Voyager is based on the novel Homo Faber by the late Max Frisch. I asked Schlondorf what it was about that novel that inspired him to make a film adaptation.
It was really the remembrance of a novel. I had read it 15 years ago when I decided to do it without rereading it, just on the few elements that I remembered, which is a man around 50, estranged from his wife, who is 50 now, just as he is, falls in love with a 25-year-old who, as they say, could be his daughter. And so it's this reliving your life a second time, using a second chance, that's man's privilege in a way, but it's also going to be his tragedy.
Were you going through anything in your own life that made you particularly relate to this idea of reliving your life or having a second chance or doing the same thing a second time?
Well, yes. It's for me, it's a very personal movie, which doesn't necessarily make it interesting to others, but and makes it very hard for me to talk about, because often I've been treating social and political subjects and the like. And this one was really, I came to New York in 84 to do The Death of a Salesman. It was meant to be like a 3-month stay. And in that short period of work, actually it lasted almost a year, I made so many friends and I got so used to this chaos of New York City, which reflected so well maybe the inner chaos, that I did stay on and stay on. I developed with great voracity lots of projects. And all of a sudden, I turned around, 6 or 7 years had passed by. I didn't really work that lot. And I thought, you know, did I lose my way? Where am I at? And that's when I thought of this Homo Faber, because also he's commuting between Europe and the United States a lot, so he has this transatlantic experience. Hard for me to go more into it.
Because it gets too personal?
It gets very personal. It's it's a divorce from Margarete von Trotta, the filmmaker I was married to for 20 years, and it's the start of a new life that didn't work out. But it's through all these tragic things in art, you can overcome things in your own life. That's the amazing thing, that indeed we tragedy, which destroys us in real life, can be enjoyable when we see it on stage or on screen.
Did you end up having a relationship with someone much younger?
All that happened. I'm very embarrassed. I'm glad this is a radio show and not a television, because you'd see me blushing. But I discovered the incredible power. I mean, we know that since Wagner, Tannhäuser, whatnot. It's such a banality, but love can indeed rejuvenate you incredibly. Give you almost like a second life. And, well, if it happens 2 or 3 times in a lifetime, that's amazing. I'm not speaking of short-lived relations, but really like an overwhelming passion. And that's of course, always when man is at a loss, like this Homo Faber in Max Frisch's novel, when he doesn't get along with his external, say, with his professional life anymore. He all of a sudden then remembers, oh, wasn't there something else which I dropped when I was 25 and I decided that my work was more important than my feelings and my emotions? And all of a sudden he thinks he can turn back and sort of use this source to become, get a meaning into his life again. But of course, if for 25 years you've privileged your work over your feeling, that doesn't go unpunished.
This will be my last question, but did the relationship broke apart?
In my own case, yes, it did, because, well, as I said, it doesn't go unpunished. You all of a sudden you feel you're not really ready anymore to handle feelings if you've neglected them for too long a time. But then, of course, you fall into depression and you come out of that depression somehow a better person. It's I don't wish it to everybody to happen, but it really opens you up. It teaches you a certain modesty that then can lead to even to happiness.
My guest is German film director Volker Schlondorf. His new film Voyager stars Sam Shepard. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is film director Volker Schlondorf, and his movies include The Tin Drum, The Lost Honor of Katharina Blum. He did the production of Death of a Salesman that was shown on TV with Dustin Hoffman and John Malkovich. He directed the movie A Handmaid's Tale. His new movie is called Voyager. The main character in Voyager is played by Sam Shepard.
That's right.
who's an American actor and playwright. And I wonder what it was like to work with someone who writes so well himself.
Yeah, well, that's where the story becomes even more personal because, this is not a story of my life, nor is it his story, Sam Shepard's. But the moment he took over the character, his personality took over almost the novel, and it may be as well now a Sam Shepard story than it was a Max Frisch novel. And we had a very well worked out screenplay by Rudi Wurlitzer, who had written it with me. But we checked it, we double checked it with Sam 2 months before we started shooting. We read the script with him for a whole week, and he gave his input, and he worked with us on the dialogues from day to day. But mostly he put in his own persona. I mean, it happened to him at moments in scenes where it was not even called for. I could see that he was choking, he was starting to cry. At other moments, he'd just turn and walk away. And I'd go over and talk to him and say, Sam, you know, what's happening? Are you all right? And he'd say, well, I just realized that I could not tolerate another loss or another separation in my life. Things like that. So it was an extremely intimate work. And Julie Delpy, the young French actress who is his partner in it, was equally caught up in this. So I think it has a deep lyrical quality because of the sincerity with which we made it. And it also makes it, of course, a very unprotected movie, because when you display with such sincerity your own feelings, you can look quite sentimental.
Do you like it as the director when actors become that emotionally involved with their character, or do you prefer a more distanced professional approach?
No, I really work to get them to that point involved. And I think that's just, I mean, very seldom happens that it works out. This was one of those great moments where, despite all the difficulty of working with Sam Shepard in the sense that he is not an easy or giving person, it always felt right to do it with him, because when, you know, the problems he was struggling with or the sort of, I mean, he's not a professional actor. He cannot just perform any emotion the way Dustin Hoffman could, say, in The Salesman. He has a hard time to deliver, but when he does, it has an incredible, authentic power about it.
You say you like to work with the actors to get them to that point of emotional involvement with the character they're playing. How do you do that?
Well, you got to be very open yourself. You cannot have a strong ego. You cannot dictate anything to anybody. It takes great humility, and you have to be just as open to your actors as you expect them to become. You have to, I think, establish a relationship, a friendship with them. It's very risky. It's very risky.
What's the risk?
Well, the risk is that the relationship or the friendship you establish with them may go sour. They may feel that you intrude upon, you know, their intimacy, their innermost secrets they don't want to deal with. And then you'd still have to go on shooting, and that can be very difficult.
Has that happened to you?
I think there were moments in this production where we are on the verge of it. And I know when working with Robert Duvall on Handmaid's Tale, we had a day or two where the whole thing almost blew up because we got so intimate and talking so much about our relationships with women in our lives that all of a sudden Mr. Duvall, you know, sort of blew it. You know, it's very dangerous to, you know, normally you do that with an analyst in a dark room behind closed doors. You do it in front of a camera with the whole crew around. It's dynamite you're handling.
What do you mean he blew it? What did he do?
He can go into incredible tantrums, but they are like an earthquake when he goes into it. And you just all you can do is, even if it's 11 in the morning, just send everybody home. You can just not go on working and try to let it cool off and next morning start then on a sort of a neutral, as you say, professional way. Just, do it, perform, and deliver.
He threw a tantrum that was related to the discussions you were having about relationships with women?
Yeah, and about how to deal with it, how to go into it. He was extremely sincere in the way he tried to court this young character, Kate, in the film. And also about, well, the question of betrayal is, we all have these hidden crimes in our life. And you bring that up to include, a behavior you are ashamed of, but which is actually part of your life, and you want to use that in a performance. Well, it certainly opens up a can of not only worms, but of dragons.
Can you be more specific about what happened?
I'd hate to go more into that, but I know it certainly must have touched about things that happened in his life with his previous wife and whoever he was living with at the time. If actors are really sincere and authentic, very few are, and are willing to deal with that, they ask you almost to dig into that. But then when you touch the point where it is really vulnerable and painful, you know, all of a sudden they get very angry at you. And because they feel like they've given away something they don't want to give away or something they can't handle. I mean, we are very irrational people, but at the moments when we are most sincere, when we try to live a love and we don't manage it, and this is really about love lost and life wasted. Sounds terribly heavy, I'm sorry.
Well, I wonder if this whole process, because it sounds like you're really kind of playing with fire in a way, if you feel that you're becoming a more emotionally involved director, or if you're going to start leaning more toward the distanced professional approach in the future.
No, it's a come and go. No, I'm very, I mean, it's a little, you know, it's funny. I feel like I'm only starting to make movies, and yet it's 25 years since the first one. It is just that this, human emotions and what we try to deal with in art, and mainly what is the right way to live? That's really the big question behind this. And not only from a moral point of view, but from, how can you live rightly and still achieve in society? I mean, if you follow your first instincts or whatever, your first desires, you end up looking like a shit. If you adapt to society all the time, well, you get totally frustrated and you feel I've never been myself. And between these two extremes, somehow we're all looking for a way to handle it. And then things happen to us. In this case, it is really the man is caught in a series of coincidences. That's the way he calls it. Other may call it fate or destiny. Say it's emotionally, because he tries to protect himself so much, to build these dams around himself, well, sometimes those dams break, and then the flood is there, carrying away everything. And I would like to explore more and more into that direction. It is hard to catch an audience with it, but if you do, it's fantastic.
Well, Volker Schlondorf, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Volker Schlondorf's new movie is Voyager. This is Fresh Air.